decided that it was time to leave, based on family, based on wife, kids, based on different things that I thought and reflected back on, which violence through the movement, based on different incidents that happened with the minority communities, just incidents with Orthodox Jewish people that, they treated me with compassion. Doctors saved my life when I got beat up one time. So I started thinking about all these different occasions where minority communities had treated me well. So I started to look at that and say, well, how can I attach myself to belief systems when I don't think I have those beliefs. I mean, I basically work. I worked in the public. I worked, in within Canadian society. It's almost impossible to find societies where there aren't people from other cultures. So and that includes other Caucasian cultures or other religions or what, you're always going to come across this. So I started to think about how important it was to get away from the negativity of the hate. It was very exhausting, I found too. Involvement in those groups requires 24-hour a day, mentality, thinking that a certain way. And, you can't always be in that mindset. It's just, I found it very struggle to continue that, especially with these other ideas that I was relating to different members of other communities. So how can I sit around and be so negative all the time? And it just became very exhausting. And also the I felt like I needed to, like I was responsible for repaying society or communities that we my group or myself had harmed in some way or another. I mean, there's life experiences that we go through that we're kind of like, like I said, like look back on the violence and look back on the harm that this caused to communities. And then, violence that happened with me, and then like there's group infighting between other groups, so that obviously it was pathetic. It was just like, the ego, there's so many egos within that group. It became like almost like these guys were self-absorbed egomaniacs, right? Most of them. And people can't operate like that. You can't, not properly. You can't live like that every day in, day out like that. It just became very exhausting to be living like that. And of course then, I had a child of my own, my first child. I'm like, well, how is it that I can teach my kid not to like another kid because of how they look? Should I not be teaching my kid to be a human being and, love whoever they wish to? If the person is nice, you should judge them on what kind of character, not the way they look, not the way they appear, right?